just starting. He's got a question.
We're not taking questions. We're doing trials. We'll be doing the questioning.
I have a statement.
Oh, perfect. Debtor.
We haven't taught him a darn thing, have we?
Evidently not.
Jeez.
Evidently not. Yeah.
I think we're looking at the first defendant tonight. He's going to the electric chair.
You know, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to do some mock trial this evening. Again, let's get back to some fundamentals about that. You're going to be entering courtrooms sometime, these public courtrooms. How do you get stuck getting in there? Well, sometimes you may not be able to avoid it. Doesn't mean you got to go in the bar, but it means you might have to go there to defend the public trust, unless you don't care about it. Are they going to send an arrest warrant out for the public trust? You bet. Does that mean they can pick you up? That depends if you're the public trust or not. Might be a little difficult to run around with that people with a, since your picture's out there identifying the body, having to deal with it regularly. So remember, again, in all this life, we contend very strongly it's merely contracting. It's said thus, almost the whole procedure of human life implies, or rather is, the continual fulfillment of contracts. You being here, us showing back up, your relationships with your family, spouses, sons, daughters, daughters to mothers, vice versa, etc. This whole life is nothing but contracts, and you must start internalizing how to commence and become a creditor in what you do. Debtors do make statements, and we joke about it, and it's cute, but the reality is you need to really consider some serious practice with your friends, and a lot of people are not very good at it because they don't practice at it. Some of you I'm hearing are meeting each other. I strongly encourage you, as my cohorts do, please get together, trade phone numbers. You're all in this area. There's some notaries here. Some of you need notaries. Some of you need notaries somewhere else. You can always contact myself. We have Deborah in the back. She's a notary out of California. She can do your notary work. She gets paid for it like anybody else gets paid for their services. But at least you have a notary there with Deborah. She'll leave you a card if you want. You can contact me. You can contact each other. You should start getting together. We're going to do some mock trials, but let's get back to understanding this whole game of offer and acceptance. Everything that goes on in your life is going to be an offer. When the judge puts out an arrest warrant, it's merely an offer. When the judge makes a judicial determination, or as Jack and I are working with a particular gal out of Canada, she was given notice to vacate by the sheriff with a court order. She's still in her house, and this was weeks ago. Everything's an offer, and that's very difficult for the layperson to get their mind wrapped around this. But if you can, then again, you're merely going to need a good repertoire of conditional acceptances. And you've got to get your mind around the critical importance of understanding, internalizing that definition. A statement by the offeree which has the legal effect of rejecting the offer. Now, Brandon or Jack could make, you know, a conditional acceptance stick that isn't relevant to the situation even. But it's going to be a lot smoother if your conditional acceptances relate with the subject matter at hand. So let us get started with a little court, and let's see how this is all about offer and acceptance.
What we're going to do is, as we bring you up and you play this game, this is not to ridicule or put anybody down. This is a teaching environment, and that's what we're going to do with it. So if somebody comes in and they're not very good at it, that's what we expect from the beginning. We started out, we weren't very good at it, but what we will do is, if they make some mistakes or do it a little bit wrong, then we'll analyze after the person comes up and does what they do, and we'll give you some more ideas. Was this good? Was this bad? How should that have been done? As we go along this evening, what you're liable to see then is, we're going to start out to begin with a little bit slow. People are going to make mistakes. That's not a problem. That'll give us an opportunity to point out the mistakes they're making so that when you come up next after that, then you're going to have the opportunity to come in at a little bit higher level. And as we progress, I think everybody in the group ought to learn a little bit more of doing this. Again, I don't know about Gordon. I've heard he's very mean. But I mean, other than that, it's not going to be about trying to trap you up. We don't want to make you cry. We want to get to the point where you understand how this comes back and how it relates.
All right, let's get started because the night is waning.
Okay, so as long as you're behind the lead edge of the two front tables, you're not in the bar yet if that's part of what you're going to do when you come up here. And so you saw us role play last night. You saw Brandon. You saw me. Chicken shit didn't go up at all last night, did you?
Don't you talk about him that way.
Okay. Good job. Notice how he just deferred onto the other debtor.
You talk about my good friend that way.
Get a room.
All right. So what position are you here this evening? You're going to be out there too, right? We'll be calling on you. Don't worry about it.
He could be a bailiff right now and really, you know, just...
Yeah, I do need... I need some people and a bailiff and a few things. I do need a bailiff and a few things. Let me do this. Julio, you know how to play bailiff. Come on up here. I need a bailiff and a couple...
Bailiff.
I need a couple of bailiffs, guys. Come on up here. You're my bailiffs. Come on up here. We're going to have a few bailiffs.
He is going to get mean, guys.
Let me tell you something.
He's got an army up there. Don't let him sit on you.
Come on. We're going to get some bailiffs up here. I need a clerk. I need a clerk up here. Come on up here, clerk. Believe it or not, if you will get some friends and you will set up, as silly as this looks, like Jack will tell you, a good student of his, 20 years. We set it up in the Elgin deal, Ginger will tell you. And this guy just flat out choked. 20 years working with Jack, going to his Monday nights. He's a neat guy. And it was really good. He took it good-naturedly. But he because unless you practice this, I'm telling you, you're going to choke.
You don't even have to be together. Just call your friend up and say, okay, I'm going to be from the IRS, and I'm calling you today. Let's role play.
Come on over here.
It's the easiest way to do it.
I got my bailiff standing right there. We got this here. We got a whole gallery today. We got the prosecutor here. I'm the judge. You're going to be calling out the, when I give the name, you're just going to stand up, and you're going to call out state of Jack Smith, or the state of... Jack Smith versus whatever name I give you, okay? And Jack Smith will get up and say, Jack Smith for the state prosecuting. And now, remember, you're out in the gallery. It's private. They're going to call a case, or they're going to call a name, or they're going to do something. When it's called, you're going to see Prosecutor Smith stand up. When Paulette, the clerk, calls out the case of State of Jack Smith versus Ginger. And you're going to see Prosecutor Smith stand up and say, and we're going to be waiting for Ginger to get up. And as soon as he stands, you better stand, because you're going to be waiting to say it. All right? So let us get started. Clerk, if you could please call the state of Jack Smith versus Ginger, please. You thought you were getting out of it, didn't you?
State of Jack Smith versus Ginger.
Prosecutor Smith?
Yes, Your Honor. This is a particularly nasty case of some woman beating on her kids. And she's been charged with family child abuse, and I don't know what we're going to do with her, sir, but I would definitely get her in here.
All righty. Why don't you come on and sit down, Mrs. Ginger? We've got a case to get started here. Go ahead, sit down. Go ahead. Go sit down.
I'm here as
Your Ginger. Honor, I think we have a lot of counsel out there in the public session, and I think we ought to warn them that if they don't keep their mouth quiet, they're going to be in contempt.
Bailiffs, I think we may have to arrest somebody here. Could you maybe just stand over right there just in case I need you?
She may need an interpreter.
Now, I'm going to ask you again, Mrs. Ginger. Mrs. Romano, would you please sit down? Come over here to the defense table now. Bailiff?
I'm here as Ginger Romano, Paramount Security Interest Holder.
Your Honor, I think she's creeping into the bar here.
She was doing that. You think it's funny, when a judge tells you to get in here, you're choking. When he stood up and said that, you should have said right away, and I'm here today as Ginger Romano, or I'm here today as the authorized representative for the surety over the defendant, Ginger Romano, here and after defendant.
Your Honor, are you giving legal advice?
No. So let's try this again. Clerk, could you call out bailiffs? Let's step on back. Call out the case of State of Jack Smith versus Ginger Romano.
State of Jack Smith versus Ginger Romano.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm here prosecuting today. This woman has not only beaten up her kids, she kicked the dog. I think we ought to really set an example here, Your Honor.
How many times have you had trouble with these kind of heinous crimes, Prosecutor Smith?
You know, usually this is a good, quiet municipality, but this one here is just off the charts.
Mrs. Romano, are you here with your attorney? This is a simple yes or no. And if you don't answer my question, I'll have the bailiff arrest you. Julio? Are you going to answer my question, Mrs. Romano, or not? Yes or no? It's real simple.
I'm here as Ginger Romano, the Paramount Security Interest Holder, here to settle and close any and all claims.
And how do you propose to do that, Mrs. Romano? Did you bring your attorney with you? First of all, come in here where I can hear you. Come in here where I can hear you. Just come in the bar where I can hear you.
May I enter the bar while I'm
Enter the bar now. Enter the bar now, Mrs. Romano.
May I enter the bar while I'm reserving my rights?
Yes, you can. All your constitutional rights are reserved. Get in here.
No, all of my unalienable rights.
No, you're telling me no? You're telling the judge no?
May I enter the bar? Forgive me. Judge, may I
Are you coming in or out? You keep stepping in, you keep stepping out, Mrs. Romano. I don't get it.
May I enter the bar?
Wait,
reserving
you
all of my
get out
unalienable
here.
Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. You want to step up to the thing. He said, I'm here today as the Paramount Security Interest Holder in all property and collateral, both registered and unregistered, belonging to Ginger Romano.
Your Honor.
Who are you?
Amicus Curiae. I'm here today because there's a paramount security
Your Honor,
interest
I don't
in the collateral
know who this party is. I would find out if he's a licensed attorney.
Are you a licensed bar attorney, sir?
Would I need to be an attorney?
If you're representing anyone
in
here, sir, you need to be an attorney. Your Honor, explain that to him.
Why don't you have a seat, sir, and we'll deal with you in a minute. You're a friend of the court. Have a seat. I'm going to deal with Mrs. Romano. Thank you. Sit down, please.
Your Honor.
Sit down, please.
I conditionally accept upon condition that the record that has been submitted on the private side in chambers, which was submitted by myself, Your Honor.
I've asked this man to sit down. If he keeps talking, escort
him out
of the room.
Would you have that man arrested? I have reason to believe he's trying to practice law without a license. He's representing a client, and he's not an attorney, and he's disrupting this court.
Are you the defendant, sir? If you're not the defendant, please sit down.
Your Honor.
If you're not the defendant, sit down. This is my courtroom, and I will conduct it the way I want. Do you understand me?
Your Honor. I conditionally accept your offer to have a seat in the gallery upon the condition that, or upon proof of claim that, as a friend of the court here today to assist you with the settlement of this matter, it would not be in the public's
Your
best
Honor,
interest.
Your Honor, we don't even know what this matter is yet. The defendant has not even come into the bar. It's obvious that this person standing out there has no legal standing in this case whatsoever. If he's an attorney, I would present the fact that maybe we ought to take him for disbarment on his activity. If he's not an attorney, he has no right to be speaking here unless it's for himself, which is going to be a criminal charge if he isn't quiet.
I suggest you sit down, sir, until we're ready to hear you, all right?
Your Honor?
Would you mind
Your
sitting
Your Honor, I would order that man to sit down or be in contempt.
If you're not the defendant, I'm ordering you to sit down or be in contempt, and Julio and his squad will take you away.
Your Honor, I conditionally accept
and they have
upon the condition
weapons.
That you take notice
take them by the legs,
that
take them by
if
the
any legs. Physical, unconsented to physical contact by any of your officers...
You do not authorize to disrupt my courtroom, so if you'll just hush for a minute,
sir, just please
you'll have
a
your
seat.
Chance to talk.
Please have a seat.
Please have a seat till I finish with Mrs. Romano.
Your Honor.
Step right this way, please.
You know, I think on one side you're going to have to figure out how to come in because you ain't coming in that way, I'm going to tell you right now, in a judge's courtroom. That ain't going to fly, dude. You're going down.
We'll see.
Okay, have a seat,
a
Mrs.
Good
Romano.
Try,
we're going to finish.
We're back to the defendant.
Well, the judge might say, because he's looking at Mrs. Romano, she stood up. It might be different if he'd have stood up and said, I'm here today, and spoke instead of her. But I don't know that once I'm talking to her, he's going to stand in and interrupt me talking to her. I don't think that's going to fly with the judge.
Yeah, but she hasn't identified herself as the defendant yet.
Well, I'll get around to that.
That is correct. She hasn't done that. But understand, this is also a criminal court case. Not that he couldn't come in, but we are going to protect the system. Like, what do you mean you're a friend of the court? The court prosecutes through the public prosecutor. Are you here to help with the prosecution?
Absolutely.
If you're here not to help with the prosecution, you must be representing a defendant. Do you have a license as an attorney, or you have no standing to represent a defendant in a criminal case? That would be our position.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not here in a representative capacity.
Let's move a couple of these, and we'll get around to you, sir. I'll count on that. All right.
State of Jack Smith.
Mrs. Romano.
Amicus
Mrs. Romano, are you in the courtroom today? Why are you standing up in my courtroom, young lady? Are you Mrs. Romano, yes or no? If you're not, please leave. And if you
I'm
are,
here,
get over here and sit
I'm
down.
Here
Which
as
is it?
The paramount security interest holder, and I can't remember all the
That's
rest.
Fine. You're here and all that good stuff. And?
What do you want?
And I'm here for the defendant.
You can be here for the defendant. Come on in on those terms and conditions. Come on in. You're all right now. You made it. Now, haul this defendant away.
Your Honor, amicus curiae.
Sit back down. I'm tired of hearing from you. I got my defendant. I got my...
This woman is completely unaware that she is not the defendant. I know the defendant. This woman is going to injure herself, is clearly incompetent. Miss, please
would
step
you like
back
to,
here.
Would you...
Your Honor, I detect that this man may have some serious misgivings.
Just hang
here.
On. We'll get you a mental competency test in no
this
time.
This man here has got some typical patriot whacked out thinking.
You know,
I'd love to hear the rest of his suggestion, but I just know it's we need to give this
you know,
man
what,
a test.
What she just did is a thing a lot of my students have done. They get a little caught up. No, they get a lot nervous. And that's perfectly normal. They get a lot nervous. I even say you can read from the cue cards, and they can't. It's the most unique thing. But if you got your cue card, read it and not worry about it. You introduced, and you said something, and I said, no problem, it's done. Come on in. But you don't know what I agreed to or what you agreed to. You made a thing you think in, and because you don't really know what it is, you're real trouble now. Now I got you in the bar, and... You're dead meat
okay,
now.
Okay, let's do a timeout for a second because this is training, right? You did very, very well to begin with because you knew you just couldn't come into the bar, right? And you're struggling for what it is that you're going to try to put on the record, and it's not easy because remember, like we've been saying, she can't exactly say the truth because if she says the truth, we're going to shut her up. So she's got to be colorable. and she had some of the words down almost in the right order. She admitted at the end, and I don't remember the rest. Fine, we can forgive you. But remember, it takes two witnesses to everything. So the first time you tried to set your record, then the judge comes back and says, just come in here. Every time the judge opens his mouth, who is the judge talking to? The public trust. Is that who you're coming in today? Remember, our hero that's trying to run to your rescue says, she doesn't know who she is. She's going to hurt herself. What is he saying? You came in here and the court sees you as the defendant. That's not who you should be coming in as. You see what Brandon was trying to do? And in a heartbeat, we know what Brandon's trying to do. He's trying to protect her, which we all as a brother have a duty to protect our brother or sister if they're getting into trouble. You just want to go into court and you want to stop everyone from going in that bar. But you see, the issue is the party that's up there has to know their remedy. Okay, so when the judge said to you, okay, fine, rights, just get in here. Who's he talking to? Just get in here. The defendant. So you came in. That's when you became the defendant. What should you have done? He said, just get in here. What are you going to do?
I should have asked to
should have said, let the record show.
You could have done, let the record show. I'm coming in under my protection or my contract. Or you could have said, would it be okay if I came in there under my record? See, if there's two people, one the fiction, one the reality, which is the creditor, when the judge speaks, he's speaking to? And you're standing right next, he's speaking to the space next to you. And so what do you have to do? You have to get it twice on the record. Would it be okay if I came in here? Well, the judge said, well, I just said, come on in here. But you were speaking to the one you saw, which was the debtor that ain't here. I've got to point out I'm a different entity. Would it be okay if I came in here? Just being that extra statement. Plus, if you follow his command, get in here. You just granted jurisdiction to the court. Take that toothpick out of your mouth. Oh, you're mine now because you followed my order. So if you come back and mirror him, his command, get in here. Your question, would it be okay if I come in here? One who questions is one who is a creditor. And so if the judge would have said, okay, he now answered you, you're in control. You come in as the second party who's the creditor. You see the games we're playing?
Let's roll another one. Let's go.
Okay. You're excused, ma'am. We'll hold you in hearing
State
again next
Jack
week.
Smurf, Smith versus Justin.
Did a good job.
All right. Let's go. We got next case. We got a lot of cases to get out tonight, so we're not going to be messing around with too much of this. So, prosecutor, I appreciate that.
State of Jack Smith versus Justin.
Oh, Justin. Oh, my. Your Honor. Justin was caught. He's promoting dog fighting. And that's a felony in this town. Those poor little dogs. When they got there, I don't even want to describe the sight. It's a felony. It's only in the fourth degree, but this is serious, Your Honor.
All righty, I understand that.
Your Honor, I'm here as the authorized representative for the defense.
You're an attorney?
No, I'm a paramount security interest holder in the defense.
In the defense?
For the defense.
What do you mean the defense?
For the defendant.
What do you mean for the defendant?
I'm here as an authorized representative for Justin McPherson, the here and after known as the defendant.
And you're authorized for what?
I'm a param-
Your Honor, if he isn't the defendant, we better find that out because we may have to put out a warrant for failure to appear.
Sir, I'm going to warn you, if you're not the defendant or you're not counsel for the defendant, are you a licensed attorney?
Your Honor, I'm here as an authorized representative for...
You're either the licensed attorney or you're the defendant. Are you going to keep arguing and talking when I'm talking in my courtroom? Am I going to have my bailiff take you out of here? Do you understand when I'm talking, you're quiet? Is that clear?
Let the record show that I'm here as an authorized representative for the defense.
Great, okay, then come on in. Since you're the authorized representative for the defense, come in here and defend. Let's go.
Does anybody here, Judge, you or anybody else in the courtroom, have an original charging instrument for my inspection?
Matter of fact, I do, right here.
Your Honor, I would certainly determine whether this gentleman is the defendant.
Clerk, would you give him a certified copy of the charge, please?
Your Honor, before you do that, are you going to just give anybody a copy of this charging instrument, or are we going to determine whether or not he's the defendant?
If he says he's here to take care of it, not a problem. Now, are you going to get in the court here? Because I appreciate that
Bailiff,
you...
could you please return this to the judge?
Has got any relevance or meaning to you?
Your Honor, it's obvious that this defendant has defaced government property,
it's just a
which
copy.
Is another...
It's just a copy.
Oh, it's a copy. Well, yeah, he's still written
Honor,
on this
Your Honor, is that
document.
Not a certified
Your
copy
Honor,
of the original
still
charging
don't
instrument
know
as
this
you
gentleman is the
stated
defendant.
Earlier?
Excuse me. Is he not talking? And when he's talking, you don't need to interrupt. Do you understand? It's real simple.
Your Honor, is that not
you
an original certified
me. You
copy?
You understand me. Do you understand what
Let
I
the
said
record
when he's
show
talking?
That,
Your
that
Honor,
is
this guy's
going to
get his butt arrested. That's
Your
what's going to happen.
I would probably have the bailiff escort this gentleman back.
Bailiff,
and
why don't you go stand next to him?
Down.
If he's one more
let
time
him,
like that, you will be held in contempt. Do you understand
let him
me?
Let him think about what he's doing,
if
and we'll call him back in 15 minutes.
You interrupt me one more time, or you interrupt when someone else is talking in this courtroom, you will be arrested. Do you understand that? That will be a contempt of court.
Let
you,
the record
it's a simple
show.
Yes or no.
Let
You're
the
now running
show.
The red line. I will tell you this. He's now going to have himself in a lot of hot water. Because, see, he's interrupting here when his guy's talking. He's got to talk. Remember we said, relax, you're going to get your chance. Remember? So chill out. All right? So, now, you had a question, sir, regarding this certified copy that you have written all over. And I might tell you that the prosecutor wants to charge you for defacing a government instrument, that may be exactly what
we'll
he's
have to
do.
Add another charge here, Your Honor, to this particular defendant.
Now, you've been charged with two counts of promoting dogfights. Do you understand that?
Poor little lassie.
And let me tell you something, Mr. Justin. Are you listening to me? Dogfighting in this state's a very, very serious offense. Animal cruelty is considered a heinous crime around here. And it's a particularly difficult one. Matter of fact, I have one of my clerk personnel right here is a veterinarian. And she can tell you it's not good for you. There's probably something wrong with anybody that promotes that kind of cruelty. Now, I'm not one to judge that. But in this matter, you have been charged. You were arrested last week. You got booked. You were released on your own recognizance. And you've got a very serious matter to deal with here. This is an arraignment. This is merely for you to either plead guilty or not guilty. So, what's it going to be, guilty or not guilty?
I can...
Your Honor,
bailiff,
I contingently accept Your Honor a proof of claim
of
that this matter has not
Excuse
been
me.
Set off.
Excuse me one moment, sir. Have that man escorted out of the courtroom. When you slip notes to people, the judge, well, that's the same as talking in his courtroom. And it's real strange because you can't even just pass one like that. That is, it's okay if he does, but that man is out of my courtroom. Now, you have something to say, Mr. Defendant?
Actually, as long as this is practice.
You know what? I can't even hear you. So why don't you come in here where you can be heard? It's a real simple request, sir. If you want to be heard, excuse me, if you want to be heard, you come in here. If you don't want to be heard, you just stay out there. I need to talk to the defendant. You don't want to come in here. You don't want to talk. That's just fine with me, because I'll just simply have you escorted out of here because you're interrupting court proceedings here. This is my courtroom. Do you understand that? I'm asking you a question.
Let the record show that neither the judge nor the prosecution has a problem with it.
Take him out of here. He's not going to talk over me like this. I told you not to talk over the judge. What's wrong with you? Now, what are you going to do with this certified copy? You signed the certified copy, and you go, is this not a certified copy? Yeah, it's a certified copy. And what good's this certified copy? Copy. It's not the original. You better find out it's got an original signature on it. So it gets kind of cool, but you're doing good. You're not bad. You know, he's doing real good in that he's not going to give in. He's going to say what he wants to say. Where he might could do better is that he doesn't want to be over-talking the judge and interrupting the prosecutor and that kind of thing, because he wants to say what he wants to say. He's been told not to interrupt, but look at him. He's sitting there interrupting. I'm saying, hush up, and he keeps talking. He's just going to get it out if he's got to go to jail to get it out. It's not going to help him. But you did pretty good in. Look at the good points he did. He's not coming in the bar. He's going to say what he wants to say. He's going to say what he wants to say, and that's all there is to it. And that's what you have to be, is tenacious like this. You have to not give in, although you got to decide what you're not going to give in on. But you did good in that you did not give in. I'm wanting you in here, and you're going to say what you know. No, I don't. Just get in here. No, he's going to want to say what he wants to say. So we better get the...
Before we go on, let me make a statement. If everybody is doing as well as the first two people here tonight, understand this. Are you going to expect to win? Yes? How are you going to expect to win in this arraignment or appearance? Do what? Not enter the bar, okay, but that isn't going to finalize the case. Agree with that. Okay, well, you might try that. Do you think the judge and the prosecutor is going to rule in your favor? No. No, what we say is going to have to go against you. Did you see what happened to Dwight last night? It's got to go against you because of what? What is the primary duty of the judge and the prosecutor? Protect the public, which is the court system. All we are is a debt collection corporation. We want to get paid on the piece of paper that is a debt account. Even if you do 5 stars out of 4, we're going to rule against you or shame you to get you out of here. We've got to do it.
Let's roll it forward, and let's call State of Jack Smith versus Brandon Adams. A particularly heinous crime, I might add. The prosecutor do this. Because what we're going to do is we'll do a few of you, and then let's see how Brandon does again. And this will give you a chance to pick it up. Watch what he does. State of Arizona versus State of Jack Smith versus Brandon Adams.
State of Jack Smith versus Brandon Adams.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Amicus Curiae, Your Honor.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm actually here to...
Thank you, Your
I'm
Honor.
Just here to assist you with the
we
settlement,
and
we'll be sitting
excuse
in the gallery
if you don't mind,
representing
third-party
interests. If you
don't mind,
interests.
My prosecutor will be speaking first. This is the order of this court. We have orders that we generally... Can you just wait a minute while he speaks? Would that be all right? Please.
Your Honor, would it be all right if I stood here in front of the bar while you address the prosecutor? When you're done with the prosecutor, may I address this court?
I think that's the intent, is it not?
Are we in disagreement?
Does it sound like it?
Let the record show that there's no disagreement.
Not yet.
Mr. Prosecutor?
Your Honor, this outburst was typical of this charge. This gentleman is charged with contempt of court. He has disrupted this court on numerous occasions by coming in here with this fly-by-night attitude that he's here as the friend of the court. You have warned him once, you've warned him twice, again tonight. You've had to tell him to wait his turn. Contempt of court, Your Honor.
Is the defendant Brandon Adams in my courtroom?
Your Honor, amicus curiae.
If I wanted a friend of the court, I'll call my friend, all right? If you're the friend of this court, you will sit down and be quiet
until
I find out whether the defendant Brandon Adams is here. And if you're the friend of this court, you'll sit down. If you're not a friend of this court, then you must be the defendant. And if you're not the defendant, you don't belong talking, or unless you're the counsel for the defendant. Are you one of those?
Your Honor, I'm here as a friend
of the
court. So
yes or no question, Mr.
Adams, sir. Your Honor, I'm here
as
a friend of the
court. Who are you?
To assist you with the settlement of this matter. When you need my assistance, I will be seated here. I represent third-party interests in this matter. So you may continue with the proceedings.
You represent third-party interests?
Yes, I represent third-party interests in this matter as a friend of the court.
Your Honor, this man is here under a criminal contempt charge. This is just more idiotic, patriotic complaining again. He's toying with this court, Your Honor.
Is Mr. Adams in the courtroom as counsel for Mr. Adams? If nobody is, it's one of those two things, and if not, let's go on to the next case.
Your Honor, I think we ought to put out an arrest warrant for Mr. Adams.
Your Honor. Clerk, would you kindly, excuse me, I'm talking to staff. Would you please put out an arrest warrant for Mr. Brandon Adams? Heinous disregard for a court order to show up. Classic display of recalcitrance.
Is that a crime?
I've heard that he hasn't been showing up often. So at this point in time...
Your Honor, I would add a clause to that. I think he's dangerous. He's one of these patriots, and he is a paper terrorist.
And a terrorist. So, call the next case, please, and that
Your Honor,
will be...
Your Honor, I conditionally accept you...
Excuse me, don't interrupt my court,
case.
Sir. Are you the defendant?
Your Honor, I'm here in regards to this matter.
What matter?
This matter
I'm on
of the
matter
state
of,
versus Brandon Adams.
I'm on the matter of State Smith versus David. Are you here on that matter?
Amicus curiae, Your Honor. David who?
You're going to have a problem. How about Duke? Instead of amicus curiae, let's start again. Why don't you come in as what one of these people come in rather so they can get used to how to deal with
okay.
this on their own, okay? Amicus curiae, or friend of court. All righty. Brandon Adams.
Your Honor, we're here today. Brandon Adams is charged with contempt of court. He's been here numerous times in the last month. He always comes in as this friend of the court. We are a criminal facility, Your Honor. We are just looking to resolve the issues with the defendant. He is interfering, harassing the court, and causing all kinds of confusion. He's here on contempt.
And it looks like also promoting dogfighting?
That was the last case, Your Honor.
Well, it looks like he's accused of it, too. I got two of them here.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mr. Adams, how do you plead?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Are you the defendant?
Your Honor, I am here today in the capacity of a secured party interest holder, or the secured party paramount security interest holder. I have, if you've received in chambers the evidence that has been submitted under seal, I am the party representing those interests in this matter. As the record shows, that has been submitted under evidence, there is clearly a settlement in this matter and no disagreement of the parties. I am merely here to ensure that no security interests are prejudiced in regards to this matter. And if it pleases the court, I will have a seat here while the proceedings persist. I'm just here to make sure that none of the interests are prejudiced. Would it be okay if the court if I sat here?
I tell you what, why don't you have a seat until I conclude some business, and then we're coming back to the plea deal from Mr. Adams, all right? That fine
Would it be
you?
All right if I sat right here, Your Honor, in
please
the gallery?
Please do, please do. State of Jack Smith versus...
Okay, before we go on, how did Brandon do this time? Okay, everybody was courteous enough. Everybody listened to everybody else. Obviously, right now, the judge doesn't want everybody out in the chambers figuring out what's going to happen next here. If the judge would have come to the prosecutor to say, what do you think, what would the prosecutor have done? Okay, what did Brandon say? What was his business? What was his defense? He never admitted being the defendant. He never came in the bar. What did he say was there? There was a record of evidence where? Judge's chambers. Would I see that?
No.
No. However, in obtaining that record, he said there was a settlement. Who would have been involved in the settlement?
Prosecutor.
What? He would have had to come to me to get the settlement. So if he said, I brought a record of settlement, would I know what that record was? I hadn't seen the record, but I know that the settlement had to be with me. To bring a settlement to me, did he have it? We have to exchange papers or do something? So I would be aware of what Defendant Brandon was doing. But if the judge then decided to continue with the business right then, instead of setting down, so the rest of you aren't going to listen to this, you'll be long gone. So the judge did a good thing. But let's say the judge came to the prosecutor and said, well, what's he talking about? What do you think? And played dumb on the record that's in the court. How would I have responded? I got all this wacky paper.
Gibberish.
Man, it's insane stuff and it means nothing.
Gibberish.
Gibberish. Typical patriot crap. He's once again trying to just lead this court on, and then it would go back to the judge. Now, in the judge's mind, what's going on? You don't think for a moment he read that record? He had to have read that record, or he's not doing due diligence in his job. So he knows the record that Defendant Brandon came in with on the private side. He knows that if the record is perfected, he's got to protect Brandon's interest. He knows that what I'm saying because we've got to protect the public facade from somebody that knows his rights and is doing it correctly. And so at that time, the judge may have said, okay, sit down and we'll get to it later. Now, when he said to Defendant Brandon, sit down, had Brandon walked over and sat down, the judge is speaking to the debtor, even though Brandon has not yet called himself a debtor. And if he follows the judge's order, then he must have appeared. And if he appeared, he must have been the debtor defendant. And therefore, when Brandon sat down, oops, what happened to Brandon's record in chambers? Vanished. Next time he gets up, we're going to have the bailiff drag him in here and arraign him.
They have literally drugged people into the bar. That's fact.
Because he is now a debtor on the record.
Why is he a debtor on the record?
Because he followed a judge's order. Go sit down. We'll get to you later.
He didn't say if I would.
If he
I ordered it, I ordered the defendant or this person, go sit down over there. And he goes, would it be all right if I sat down? I did one in my first hearing because I was a little unsure, and the judge says, I'm going to reset this hearing for out like a couple of weeks. And I'm giving you an order, Mr. Hall, to be here. And I said to the judge, would it be all right if I came to the hearing July 15th at 10 a.m.? And he goes, I have other business to hear now. I said, have a nice day.
He set the record. You set the record.
So in other words, what Brandon just did was not follow my order. There's an old story about a guy coming into court holding up his mud good. On the way out, he's got a toothpick in his mouth, and the judge says, oh, by the way, take that toothpick out of your mouth. Took it out.
Turned around to look at the judge.
Which
judge? The judge ordered the bailiff arrest that man.
Was that you in the courtroom, Julio, with the earpiece?
No, that was
I had one of, I forgot which client it was, he went into the courtroom with his Bluetooth on. Might have been off, and the judge said, take that thing out of your ear. Not good. Yes, Scott. Well, let's do one, Brandon. Let's do a quick one with Brandon. Why don't you do me a favor? Come in and the authorized representative for the defendant. We're going to charge him with much like we're just going to charge him not with any of that stuff. We're going to charge him with dog fighting. He's just going to come in one of you patriot types with. He's going to be the authorized representative here, and he's one that gets his hands on the. He just got arrested last night. So he hasn't had a dime
straight
to do
from
it,
jail?
To do any kind of stuff. He hasn't granted jurisdiction with the, didn't do anything. So he's going to try and get his hands on the charging instrument, okay?
Now, watch what Brandon's doing, because he's got a lot of experience, and what he's doing right is very subtle. You may miss it in a heartbeat. Number one, he was very courteous. You're doing business, but you don't have to be mean to honor the other people. Be courteous.
Actually, this is going to be the guy, Brandon, that's been in and out of our courtroom. He messes it up. He comes back with this paperwork and refiles and et cetera. So we're going to do the, you know which one I'm talking about, with the Dwight one.
So I'm no longer trying to get the charging instrument?
The you have done your private administrative process. You screwed it up again at the last hearing. And so this is another pretrial status conference hearing.
So is my process in chambers?
No, your process is yes and no, it's in chambers. You know, you're Dwight out of Texas.
Kind of like in the public record right now.
It's kind of like in the public record. You didn't realize this private side thing very well, so you don't really have it there.
But it's going to be criminal. Your Honor, this man has been charged with simulating legal process, and he has filed documents in this court right now, which is causing a lot of serious problems for public officials.
Has this been going on for a long time?
It has been, Your Honor. These documents are in and out. The clerk tried to keep them out, and he insisted they went in. He got another clerk. He got these documents into the file again. It is creating serious credit repercussions on public officials and other private people. Ruined their credit.
You know what I'm probably going to do is revoke the bond. And I can see you didn't bring an attorney with you again, Mr. Adams. And I'm going to tell you now that if you don't have an attorney with you at the next hearing, which is now set for 30 days, is going to be at the next docket hearing, if you don't have an attorney, I'm going to have you arrested. I'm not going to accept any more of your conditional acceptances. I'm not going to accept any more of this silliness that you do. And you may find yourself charged again with some additional simulated legal process. So at this point in time, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm just going to reschedule this for 30 days from now. I'll let this guy speak at all. This happened. Do you understand me? You have a hearing to be here in 30 days. I've given you the terms and conditions.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I'm here representing Paramount Security Interest Holder today. Would it be all right if I attended that hearing in 30 days?
That'd be just fine.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What should he maybe have done, Mr. Prosecutor Smith?
I want that 30 days because now I can get my private process done and then on the private side.
Now he forgot. I told him that he'd already done his private process. It just wasn't on the judge's chamber, so
right.
We just got him.
I just got what?
You just got hoodwinked.
No, I
didn't. Yeah.
We'll see in 30 days.
now, what Brandon's saying is what you had forgotten. We said your process was done, and this was Dwight. But he's right. Where he didn't have a process in, let's do one where this is just the day before. You just got arrested for dogfighting. We'll bring him in. Okay. He's got no simulated process. Let's just charge him with dogfighting.
Before we go there, let's go back to the last one, because there were a bunch of orders that came back to the defendant. Bring in an attorney, don't file any more papers, do this, do that. Now, do you understand me? Are you going to be back here in 30 days? See, it was kind of a compound order. It was this and this and this and this and this. And then finally, the emphasis was, be back here on 30 days. When he said, I will be happy to be back here on 30 days, did he rebut the assumptions that he needed to have an attorney?
Well, if you're talking about me, Dwight, I didn't address it because I did not confess to being the defendant. I said, Your Honor, I'm here today representing some interest. Would it be all right if I came back in 30 days to that hearing?
I haven't confessed to
being the defendant.
This is contract law. He's right. All of this stuff doesn't matter because he precluded it. I just reset a hearing, and he knows what he's going to do is go do all this administrative remedy. Whatever happened today is going to be gone tomorrow as soon as he starts his process, because that's all that's going to be on my desk. Because I'm just going to see the last stuff up. So in that sense, he's correcting
so
that.
So you heard what Brandon said. His contract to the court of who he was not taking on the capacity of the debtor.
So I don't have
defendant.
To have an attorney.
So he has no care. When he comes back, he's protecting his interest in going to set off anything for the debtor.
Oh, and by the way, Your Honor, I'll make sure if the defendant comes, he has an attorney.
What do you need?
Let's get a mic if we can.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you come up and you're on the seat. Bring that mic with you. Let's go.
What happened to my
question? State of Jack Smith versus Tim Williams. Another dog fighting with a heinous crime.
And there's a lot of dog fighting going on here. State of Jack Smith versus Tim Williams.
Your Honor, this gentleman was also involved in that same dog fighting incident as a promoter. So, again, it's a fourth degree felony.
Is Defendant Williams in the courtroom?
Your Honor, I am the authorized representative for the and secure party interest holder for Tim Williams, hereafter known as the defendant.
Okay, then come on in. Let's get started.
I'd like to let the record show that I will enter the bar while retaining my God-given inalienable rights.
I don't think so, so just get in here anyway. Backing up in my courtroom, do you understand? When you step forward in this courtroom, that means you step into the bar. Is that clear?
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Is that clear?
I'd like the thank you very
it's
much,
It's a simple
Honor,
question. Is it clear?
I thank you very much, Your Honor, for inviting
me. Kind of interesting. I thank you very much. What? What's he saying? Is that clear? I thank you very much. Is that clear? I thank you very much. Kind of interesting. Works, doesn't it?
I think he likes punishment just like those poor little puppies.
He's doing good. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Again, Your Honor, if you'd like me to come into the bar, I'd more than likely to come into the bar while retaining my God-given inalienable rights.
Did you bring an attorney with you today, Mr. Williams, for these charges?
Your Honor, I am
excuse me, one second, Mr. Williams, before you get started. Do you realize the seriousness of promoting dogfighting? You know, we just had a professional football player recently who's guilty of this same thing. And you're not a professional football player, are you? Like, that could get some leniency. I mean, that football player got some leniency, got a little time. Are you a pro football player?
Well, Your Honor, I definitely accept the story that you've given me of what has happened to previous folks that have been convicted of dogfighting. However, I'd like to examine any claims that have been brought up against me.
Do you happen to have a claim? Come on in. We'd be happy to. There we go.
I think we can accommodate this defendant.
Clerk, would you kindly give Mr. Williams the claim against him? We've got a certified copy right here. Mr. Williams, please step in here and let's get started. You can examine it.
Your Honor, thank you very much, Your Honor. But again, that is a.
Are you refusing the offer?
Your Honor, I conditionally accept the offer, but of it being
bailiff,
the original copy.
Bailiff,
bring the
remand,
copy back.
Remand this man to custody.
Now, resisting, Your Honor.
Your Honor,
oh, what are you doing resisting? What are you all going to do if somebody comes up and grabs you? Don't you resist? Don't you pull back? That is a sign to fight. You're toast. And they will literally, and they can, They'll attack you right there, slap cuffs on you,
you
even
think
make
the dogs got beat up.
You say, well, if I can examine the car, he caught it, the claims against me.
Right.
Excuse me, Judge Hall, do you or anyone else here now today in this courtroom have an original charging or accusatory instrument for my inspection?
Yep, that's certified, what he said, Your Honor.
I got a certified copy right here. Why don't you give it to the man?
However, Your Honor, do you have an original copy of a claim that has been brought against the defendant?
Right there.
Your Honor, this appears to be a certified copy and not an original accusation.
What's the difference between original? What's the difference between original and certified?
Your Honor, do you have an original signature copy?
That's got original certified signature on it. Yes, I do. You got it in your hand.
But Your Honor, I'd like to have an original signature, original wet ink signature.
Why? If you can tell me why, I'd be happy to give it to you.
Your Honor, to validate the charge that has been brought forth.
Ah. Could you continue to explain what validate means to me? I don't understand validate.
Verifiable proof, Your Honor.
You keep making
you
statements.
You just explained something.
You know something, prosecutor?
Court.
I get tired of these people coming in, and they think I'm stupid, so they go off explaining stuff to me. You know, that is a contempt of this court. Because how could this guy be so arrogant as to think I don't understand a simple word like validate? You know, I've forgotten more than he'll ever learn. So what do you think we ought to do with this arrogant guy who likes to explain things? You know, what do we do with that doctor the other day who explained to us what UCC 1308 was when I asked
went
him?
Went straight back to prison.
And that's where he went, back to jail. He was getting out. He had to do is what I did with Susie. This is another contempt. Been in over a year. All this guy had to do is go in and be nice and be a good little debtor. He didn't understand that. And so when the judge said, well, can you explain what this UCC 1303 reservation of rights means? And when he started explaining, clerk, could you go grab a black's fifth for us so we could see? And she went and got it, and they came back and gave it to him, and he explained nicely. Beautiful. I really appreciate that, Mr. Williams. So, gentlemen, if you'd please escort him back to his cell till he can learn something better. Big time problems. You can't, remember? We got just four doors. I made an offer, and he went through which door? Did he go through a straight acceptance, conditional acceptance and honor? No. Did he go silent? No. He argued. He explained something. Remember we said?
Okay, so he just made a mistake. I'm the prosecutor, Your Honor. I believe that this gentleman has a certified copy. It explains every charge against him. That's all he needs to get. He's either going to address that issue and then get in here and sit down, or you're going to hold him in contempt. Why am I recommending that?
Because he explained,
which means is he a creditor or a debtor? Does a debtor get an opportunity to examine the original charging instrument and set it off? No, so I'm coming back, and your indication is I'm now requesting that he just review what he's got. It tells him the charges. It's a certified copy. He does not deserve the original. Have him come in here, sit down, or be in contempt. That's what's going to happen. When you make a mistake, you're going to get treated like a debtor, and that's your first, ooh, my bad. Something just happened, and I caused it.
And we talk about three special words. I'm sorry, I apologize, forgive me. Something we haven't talked or delved into deeply is this is all about claims. So, when you say I'm sorry, sorry is defined as inferior substandard. This would be a sorry excuse for a bed to get, you know, like just carry my t-shirt and lay here for it. This is a sorry excuse for a bed. It's inferior, it's substandard, it isn't bed quality at all. Apologize is defined as to make a formal defense in speech or writing. So you don't want to be doing that because you defend, you're dead. And forgive is defined as to give up all claim to punish or exact penalty for. So when you make a mistake, Don't say, I'm sorry, Your Honor, I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. I was just out of my mind. Yeah, you're sitting there defending. Forgive me. That's not a request. That's a command. But, I didn't say, please forgive me. I said, forgive me.
But that requires correcting the problem, which is why the term forgive me is the right one. Apologize doesn't require anything. Or I'm sorry doesn't require anything.
Lose those words.
Those are debtor things because debtors don't have to do anything.
Lose those two words out of your vocabulary.
Sorry.
I'm sorry because you're not sorry. Creditors are never sorry. Sorry is like inferior. Is a creditor inferior? You're sons and daughters of God. Are you junk? Are you inferior? Not at all. So you're not sorry.
Everybody in jail is sorry they're in there.
Yeah, I know that. I'm a judge. Of course you're sorry. You wouldn't have done what you did. You're not asking me for anything unless you say forgive me. And am I required to forgive, Jack?
Only if you want forgiveness.
And you think I'm stupid enough not to want forgiveness? I know what the law book says. I know what that major commercial code book says. Forgive others is the way you want to be forgiven, and I'm not stupid enough to not understand the law. I'm definitely going to forgive if you ask. But I guess you got to ask or you don't get it, right?
Yep.
You got to knock.
Or seek. Or ask.
Yeah.
Please forgive me, Your Honor.
He wouldn't hurt himself with please forgive me, but you know.
What did you just say? Do you want to?
I said don't use the word please.
Oh, forgive. I said do use that word.
No, it wouldn't hurt him to say
it's
please
polite,
forgive me.
But yeah, forgive me is the call to order. It's a pleading before the court.
Okay.
But now that the judge said, well, what are you trying to do? The forgive me.
How about like Dwight? I'm not in the forgiveness business, Mr. Williams.
There's the judge, yeah. I'm not in the forgiveness business. Where are you going to go with that one?
I'm telling you, it gets...
Forgiveness is for God. God is not in this courtroom. That's the way they act most of the time.
And this judge told Dwight, I'm not in the forgiveness business.
Who would be accountable?
Huh?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Right. Well, so you're going to accept that if he doesn't forgive him then?
Well, listen to
is
the
that
words.
Acceptance?
Listen to the words.
Did he not forgive him?
No. He's not in the forgiveness
he just
business.
Said, I'm not in the forgiveness business. You guys, be present.
So people are like, well, be Yana, I
present.
Do accept that you're not in the forgiveness business. And
not in.
I'm not in the forgiveness business. He didn't say he didn't forgive you. So you just keep on moving. As far as I know, he just forgave me.
You don't care what he says. He's testing you. You ask forgiveness. The law says if the judge won't forgive you, he's in serious problem. That's his life. But you ask for forgiveness, which means you said, I want to go back to being a creditor. Okay, you just opened the door to creditor again. Enter that door. What's your next response?
Now think about this. He made an offer, forgive me. I got four doors. You think I don't understand four doors? You think I don't? Oh, I absolutely do.
He can argue with you. He can
ignore
you.
In fact, the door the judge went through was acceptance.
Very good. But if he doesn't know that, all he heard is what a layman heard.
Remember, if he argues, who's the debtor? No, the one who's arguing. Who's the debtor? Who won that round? He said, forgive me. His statement was a creditor. The judge argued, which means the judge will admit he's the creditor. It's mere image.
Tricky. Gets tricky, I'm telling you. But you'll get a handle on this.
See, by arguing, he made him the creditor. If he accepts it, he made him the creditor.
But y'all aren't doing bad because you're getting your introductions pretty good, so let's get a new one up. That's right. You did good, Tim. Don't worry, because we're not easy.
No.
But you know that you're seeing a common you're seeing a very good common thread with all of you. I got to congratulate you. You're saying you're getting your introduction in there, and you're not kowtowing and falling apart and doing. You're speaking, And that's not easy. You'd be surprised how many people just plain lock up and don't speak. So you're all doing pretty good in the start of this stuff. We better have a state of Jack Smith. Let's verse this Brandon Adams again, and let's see if we can do a kind of a... This guy, Brandon Adams, is a real simple one. He was just arrested yesterday for... you know what? He's that guy that the Forestry Service brought in on drug charges. But he didn't get booked or anything. We've got some charges here, but, you know, they're not really valid charges, but, you know, he didn't know it. So let's give it a shot. Again, a short one. It's State of Jack Smith.
Your Honor, this particular gentleman was caught in the national park system. I think he was toking down or something or other. There's marijuana. There's probably crack. There's probably a million things. Now, unfortunately, these people ditched most of the drugs, but marijuana was definitely seized, Your Honor.
Well, it looks like I got two felony counts and a misdemeanor. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Is Mr. Adams in the courtroom?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I'm here as the paramount security interest holder in this, in the property and collateral of Mr. Adams. As such, I'm here to examine the original charging instrument so that I may assist this court with the settlement of this matter.
Kind of interesting. Let me have a sidebar up here with you, prosecutor, for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I think we might have a problem here because he
sounds a little crazy to me.
Yeah, I wish he was crazy. He was a little on the smooth side. I think he knows what he's talking about here.
He seems to, but you know.
Do you have the original charging or accusatory instrument with you?
Well, you know, we got to have it here, but he probably doesn't know that. Let's try to slip another one in.
Do the certified copy one?
But you know, sir, I'm really upset with this. We don't even know if he's the defendant. He's talking something about property.
You know, I read the deal from the...
Smoking a little too much, we may need to have a psych.
Yeah, I wish it was. I'm going to tell you something. Just go with me on this, prosecutor. I know a little more than what's going on than you do, and I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
This could turn into a problem for you, because I know you're not really familiar with this, but he appears, he may be on to something here, and for reasons I don't need to fully disclose to you, he's... very apt to get out of this. So we're going to try and slip him a certified copy. Do you understand?
Gotcha.
Now, if he's onto the thing, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of, I want you to cut him. If he starts to talk, we're going to cut him off. We're going to do a thing, and we're going to, you remember the toothpick one, right?
Can't have we'll
see if that'll work. And if it doesn't, I got a couple others to slip him. I've got a good one I used last week. I told a person that was coming in.
What we ought to do with this? Appoint him an attorney right off the bat. He isn't one.
Let's try the appointment of the attorney. I'll go ahead and do that, all right?
Yes.
Go ahead and sit down. Mr. Adams, I really appreciate you coming here. I'm going to go ahead and get this thing started, and I appreciate your offer to help settle this thing. And I'm going to go ahead and appoint you attorney. Julio, I'm going to go ahead and appoint you attorney. You're here to help some people today. I'd like to, why don't you go over and see if you can give Mr. Adams a quick hand here, okay? And let's see. Let's get you, put that mic in your hand so we can see. Why don't you take a, Mr. Adams, if you just take a moment to speak, I'm going to go ahead and appoint you a public defender because I don't see that you have one with you. And if you just take a moment to talk to him, I'd appreciate it. So,
Mr. Adams, can you step with me into the little conference room area here? We can just sit out and discuss this.
Your Honor, I conditionally accept appointment of a public defender upon condition that upon proof of claim that
I don't want to be doing that to this judge.
It's okay, Julio. That's okay, Julio. Let's let Mr. Adams, he's got something to say.
Okay.
Your Honor.
You know, I told you this could be trouble. This guy's getting good.
I would warn the defendant that he has a right to remain silent. Anything he does say can be used against him, particularly until he talks to his attorney.
Did you understand that, Mr. Adams?
Your Honor, I conditionally accept the appointment of an attorney upon the condition that the attorney accept private payment or private funds for payment, such as to not...
Your Honor,
prejudice.
I hate to interrupt this particular gentleman, but he is really sounding more crazy as time goes on, smoking all those joints. And at this particular time, I really think he needs to talk to that attorney, and we may need a little bit of psychiatric examination to see if Mr. Adams is competent to proceed in this matter. Would you instruct the defendant to talk to his attorney, or else I think we ought to hold him for a psychiatric examination?
Do you think perhaps he ought to be remanded to custody for maybe a month or two to see if he likes sitting around in a county jail over here as a guest of ours based on what appears to be, you know, some very heinous violations of court etiquette?
Well, if nothing else, Your Honor, I would give him the opportunity to speak with his attorney, but if he keeps interrupting the court, I would take him into custody for his own good, because he's beginning to sound dangerous to himself and incompetent to handle this matter.
You know, it's people like this that we get in our courtroom that cause this system to get clogged up a lot. Guys like this think they can go out and play with drugs. And like you said, there was a lot of other drugs. It just wasn't that little bit. There was like a dozen of those people out there. And this is not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Can I come up to the little sidebar here, Prosecutor?
Yes.
We've got a real problem. This guy knows what he's doing. So we can try this a little more. Maybe we're going to buffalo him. But if not, let's try the... let's just make sure that the stays next to him just in case. And
We can't have him doing this. He's teaching the people too much. Order him either that he's going to be released to go to a psychiatric exam, or else he's going into custody for his own good. We'll sort the rest out later.
Good enough. Mr. Adams, what I'm going to do here is, because I'm concerned about your what appears to be mental incapacity. That means in this courtroom we have rules. It appears that you don't want to accept counsel. You think you can appear in this court without counsel. You think you can do what you want. And I'm going to tell you what. I don't normally do this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to release you on your own recognizance. But I'm going to instruct you that you're to get a mental evaluation. And if you don't get that mental evaluation when you come back in here, and I want you in here, I'll tell you what.
About 2 weeks, Your Honor. I have an open schedule.
You know, I don't really have an open schedule at that time. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Clerk, is my schedule booked up for next week and the week after and the week after and the week after and the week after? It is?
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you leave your phone number with the clerk, Mr. Adams? What I'm going to do is we're going to contact you when we're ready to have another hearing.
Your Honor, are you ordering him to get a psych exam? Set up the appointment and then call Mr. Adams and tell him the date and time and the person to which he has the appointment?
I think that's going to be it. Mr. Adams, do you have a problem leaving your phone number so the clerk can reach you when we want to contact you?
Well, Your Honor, I conditionally accept giving my phone number to the clerk of this court upon the condition that, or upon proof of claim, that this matter cannot be settled by merely allowing me to examine the original charging instrument such that we can settle this matter right now without spending any more public resources.
There you go, Your Honor. He's talking crazy. It's not going to harm this particular defendant to go through this exam just to make sure that he doesn't harm himself or anyone else. Instruct this particular gentleman that if he keeps repeating like this, he's in contempt of court. He's either going to obey the order
or not. It's all right. Let me tell you something. You've got a big problem.
I do.
You've brought some charges against this guy. Mm-hmm. You've got an open account here, so I'm going to tell you what. You'd better just consider that we just need to get him out of here because he knows what he's talking about. Maybe you don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now. Just do it. Is that understood, Counselor?
Whatever you want, Your Honor.
Ready. Mr. Adams, what I'm going to go ahead and do is we're going to get a hold of you, and I'm going to strongly suggest that you go ahead and make sure that you get a mental evaluation, because when I have you back in this court next time, if you pull this again, I promise you, you're not going to be having a fine public defender like this, And these three gentlemen will be taking you away. So I want you to just get out of my courtroom right now, and you go do what I told you to do.
Your Honor, what was it that you wanted?
Just leave my courtroom now. I have other business. Goodbye, sir. Clerk, would you call the next deal?
Your Honor, is there any other
goodbye,
business
Mr.
regarding
Adams.
Mr. Adams?
Goodbye, Mr. Adams. Have a nice day.
Well, Your Honor, would it be okay if I just want to ensure that there is no outstanding liabilities or obligations?
Mr. Adams, I have other matters to hear now.
Okay, let the record show that there are no outstanding obligations or liabilities for Mr. Adams. My business here is concluded. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Now, you notice I didn't give his number. I gave it all up. I just wanted him to get out of my courtroom. Then he wants to close it up with the closing statement. Nice.
He's toying with contempt, even though we released him. Oh, absolutely.
Have a seat, guys and gals. Thank you so much. You can hear how it's going to get. It gets very animating and very difficult, and it's tough to be as smooth as Jack or Brandon in court. It really is without a bunch of practice.
When you say goodbye, could he have just turned around and left?
He could have turned around.
I could have, but I wanted to make sure. He did so much talking that I wasn't sure if the defendant still had an obligation or liability. I wanted to ensure there were no obligations or liabilities. Because you got to be sure, because the judge is throwing out so many things, he may have left in there some obligation or liability. If I'd have just heard, woohoo, I'm out of here, and chucked it for the door, not realizing that I just accepted whatever he put on the defendant, which may have been the evaluation, it may have been I have to return to the court, it may have been this matter's not closed, you know what I mean? So I wanted to make sure there's no obligations or liabilities, because if he'd, and by him not answering, he's acquiescing, and now I can put it on the record that there are no further obligations or liabilities for Mr. Adams.
He made a contract with me. See, he could have just let it all go and he might have been safe, but he doesn't know. I just kept running and rambling and threw some stuff and threw the kitchen sink in and a door and a carpet and a couch and everything I could find in the house. But I could see I'm not going to rattle this guy loose.
But at the final end, remember, you've always got to watch that sneaky little take that toothpick out of your mouth. Just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so if nothing else, Brandon would go, would it be okay if I left now without any further obligation or something to that matter?
Like what he did, let the record show. There is no claim against the defendant or the defendant's property or collateral. Therefore, this concludes my business. Have a nice day. And I kept quiet. He made the final offer, and I let him walk out. I'm getting on to something else. I got too many people here. I didn't know this guy knew what he was talking about, and I don't want the people to see this. Or I might, as a judge, want them to see it. Because I want everybody here, just like we had a judge recently come in and assist. This is something so valuable for you to understand. These judges want you to succeed, contrary to how vociferous they get in their deal. Because everybody knows that has any smarts knows where democracy's in. They end in anarchy. That means I'm not going to have a job as a judge, and my family, friends, and neighbors are all going to suffer. What, you think I'm going to be happy with a dictatorship in America and people bolting and fighting? You got to be out of your mind. Nobody wins in an anarchy. Nobody but nobody. So I'm wanting them. I like it. And we've had at least four judges make very positive comments, which you can't always get at them, about our people that have done these kind of things, including a friend of mine that went to Chicago, set off his stuff, and when he got done, the judge, after the seventh hearing, was pretty irritated. You've papered this court from wall to wall, and blah, blah, I don't ever want to see you in here again. Then his clerk told him, hey, judge wants you to call him sometime. He called him around Christmas time. The judge took him to some big club in Chicago, downtown club in Chicago, for dinner. They had a nice conversation. The judge would not give any information up, but he told him lots of stuff he did right, including but not limited to asking questions was the right thing to do. He wouldn't give him anything new, but he told him everything he did right. He said he did a lot of things wrong, but he did enough right. And so look forward to it. We're at the end of our evening.
We are.
We got a good day tomorrow.
One more thing I wanted to put in there. Don't be attached to how you think it should go and what you think you should say. If you go in there with a bunch of words in your head of what you think you should say, that's what's going to trip you up. The whole time they're up here going back and forth, I'm just being present to what's going on. I don't know what I'm going to say next. I don't know what I'm going to say till it's really coming out of my mouth usually. So just be present and have faith that the right words will come to you. Because then you won't get frustrated. You won't feel the need to talk over them. You can be courteous and just listen. And know that it's all contract. And when you hear the offer come up, decide at that moment, what am I going to do with this offer?
Do you understand me, Mr. Adams? Let the record show. There is no claim or charge against the defendant or the defendant's property or collateral. Therefore, this concludes my business. Have a nice day. It doesn't matter if I'd have said a million things. He could just say that right out of the blue. Because that's an offer, and I got four doors. And the one I want is I want him out of the courtroom, so he keeps opening his mouth. I'm going to shut mine finally because I need him out of here.
Who does the court have control over in the case? Who does the court have control? The straw man or the public trust? Okay, so the reason that case is in there is, doesn't the public trust belong to the state? You have the birth certificate. Does the state have subject matter jurisdiction? Yes, because everything you were charged with is in their penal codes. Does it have jurisdiction over the thing, which is the straw man, which is the defendant? Yes. Does it have territorial jurisdiction? If the crime was committed in this county, can this court hear that? Yes. Does this court still have business to deal with in this case? Well, yes, because there's an open account that is not set off, settled, and closed.
Especially because they didn't even get a surety on that account.
Okay. Now, the next question is, so why is the judge talking to you and what's he trying to do? Trying to get jurisdiction over you? Because you're not the defendant. So he's trying to get jurisdiction over you. You're the only loose card in that court case because he hasn't got your consent to do what? Attach you in personam, you yourself, to the debt of that straw man in that court.
What did Brandon just say? I didn't have surety. I had no surety because he didn't get booked into the county jail. Didn't give a picture, didn't give a print, or certainly didn't voluntarily give one.
See, well, they want you, the living man or woman, to be responsible for the debt of the straw man who they've got total control over. Now, when you're in there saying, where is the original charging instrument, who's the charging instrument against? The public trust, not you.
Why are you trying
to get it? So that you can put your signature on it as an accommodation party to set off the debt on the account. Look how crazy this is. The judge is attempting to get you to be responsible for the account.
You're coming in there
to volunteer to be responsible on the account.
But they can't let you know it.
Hang on. You still haven't got the point. The judge wants you to be responsible. Yeah. He's trying real hard to get you to screw up to make what's called a general appearance. A general appearance means you're going to be the public surety on that account. You came in there not as the defendant, not in a general appearance, to be volunteering to be the private surety on that account. So the stress going back and forth between you and the court, you are the court, actually your straw man's the court, but you're the creditor for him. The stress is only, where is your surety going to take place? Is it going to be in the private? We're going to do it the easy way for you? Or are you going to appear generally as a public surety and you're going to jail or we're going to seize your Federal Reserve account? If you screw it up, you've made a general appearance and the judge is charging you as a public surety to come under the public liability. If you get the process correctly, we don't have a controversy with the court about accepting surety. We just want to substitute the private surety for the public. And we got to remain in our capacity as a third party to allow the private surety to pay the bill. And so we're playing all these games because if I can get you to say, I am the debtor, I am the defendant, I am not asking a question, I'm making statements. If I enter a pleading of not guilty, guilty, or any other thing, I have come in identifying myself with the defendant, and I will now be surety on the public side, which means my asset account cannot and will not be used to protect me in this case. Most patriots come into court, what do they want to do? They're fighting extremely hard not to have to settle that account. They will argue as long as they can. They will fight, they will resist so that they will not have to pay the account. Eventually, because they won't pay the account, their debtors in contempt, they come under public liability sooner or later. We don't come in to say we're not paying the account. After all, if we're in support of America, aren't we going to pledge our lives, our fortunes, and all aspects about us to help save America in whatever capacity we can? Absolutely. So we're not there not to pay the bill, but we've got to be very careful because if we screw up, we have just contracted to pay it on the public side with public punishment instead of paying it on the private side coming out of our asset account. You see what the game is?
It's good. We're out
of Let's here. Relax. Come back in the morning. One question first.
I have a question. When you define yourself as the defendant, could you do something like this? I am the secured party interest or paramount security holder for Scott Bayless, hitherto known as the defendant or Scott Bayless or any pronoun referring.
Well, it's not hitherto known. That's the only defendant that they've got. We're redefining defendant.
Right,
you say I'm the secured party creditor, and I'm going, sir, you're not a secured party creditor. I can't see you.
Okay, I addressed my question wrong. Let me get my question right.
Go ahead.
Let me get to my point. That I'm here as the secured party interest holder for Scott Bayless.
Sir, there is no secured party creditor.
Well, let's get back past that one, okay?
Okay, let me explain why there isn't.
All right.
Which box number is the secured party creditor? 1, 2, or 6A, 6B? 2. What side of the map is he on? Private. You're standing in front of the judge in public. I can't see any secured party creditor. I am the authorized representative for the secured party creditor.
I want to get to my point.
I'll let you get there, but this is a teaching tool so we can all learn. The question is, what should he have said? You should have said, I'm the authorized representative of the secured party creditor. The secured party creditor is box 2. The judge can't see him. What is the authorized representative? He is a fiction, so he can appear in the public. He's box 6A, as opposed to 6B is the defendant. 6A is the runner between the defendant and his invoice payer, the creditor, the guy in box 2. Remember in The Wizard of Oz that the straw man had no brain. He was the debtor trying to pay the bills. He needed to send the bills up to the tin man. The tin man, he is the CFO, he's writing out all the checks because he's in the credit side. But the creditor cannot come down into that world down there. So he needs to have a runner going between the debtor, 6B, and the creditor, 2. The runner is 6A. He's the authorized representative for the secured party creditor. He runs the bills that go to the debtor up to the guy that pays the invoices, and then he runs the funds back down here so they can be put into the court. So that's why I am the authorized representative of the secured party creditor, who is the security holder over the defendant. And I define this whole definition hereafter to be my definition of defendant. So I'm here today, Your Honor, I've defined the defendant. Who is now the defendant in terms of the numbers on our box? 6A. Can the judge see 6A?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's an ambassador running into that kingdom. You could, but in reality, is a 10-page definition at the start going to be better than what the brief one is? Because the judge only has to understand who you're claiming to be.
But then if he questions the defendant, I can see he's within my definition. But if he says Scott Bayless, do I have to go back and act like I'm the defendant? Or if he says you, do I have to worry that I define that right?
Well, the judge always speaks to the fiction, so you got to do the echo every time. Your Honor, would it be okay if I?
But can I define that so I don't have to say, Your Honor?
No. You're missing the point. What he's saying is that whether he's referring to pronouns, whether he's referring to the name, even if he says, well, Mr. Paramount Security Interest Holder, it's when he's addressing you in such a way that suggests in personam jurisdiction over you, you need to be coming from a place that rebuts the presumption that he has any in personam jurisdiction. I don't care what he uses. If you say, I'm here as the authorized representative, blah, 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 and he goes, okay, well, Mr. Authorized Representative, come here and sit down. It doesn't, you see what I'm saying? It's not the you, the he, the defendant, Scott Bayless. It doesn't matter what he uses to refer. It's, have you granted and conveyed in personam jurisdiction?
Can you define in personam jurisdiction?
Are you taking orders from the judge?
Because basically the judge only speaks to the fiction.
He always only speaks to the fiction. That's what Brandon is telling you. Well, Mr. Authorized Representative, get in here. It's not in the words. His first address is always to the fiction. Forget the words in his mouth. He's always addressing only the party that he's interested in, the debtor. So if you come back and say, well, Your Honor, would it be okay if I came in then? It's obvious by your response, you must be someone different than his. Otherwise, this conversation is crazy. It's not in the words. It's in the conduct. Okay?
Does that make sense?
But that was a very good question because you're relying on a definition. Fine, I defined it, but the conduct is the judge is always only going to be speaking to the defendant. So you've got, well, Your Honor, would it be okay if I came in there then under my terms and conditions? And he's going to say, well, yes. Or he's going to say, just get in here. If he says, just get in here, then he has kind of, that's another.